I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Very excited about this. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us for the entire hour. So we'll have some fun with Coach L, talk about our Marlins field trip the other night, and NBA schedule is being released right now. So we have Coach L on the line for that, and don't forget, we've got Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson tickets. They're coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach on August 20th. We are giving away the tickets today at 3:40, so 39 minutes from now. We will interrupt whatever we're doing, whether we're talking to coach, playing commercials, whatever we're doing. We will give away the Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson tickets at 3:40 this afternoon. Jim Larrañaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the winningest head coach in University of Miami basketball history. The Hurricanes just gave his successor, Jay Lucas, a contract extension. And I remind everybody again, Canes basketball season opens November 2nd in Tampa. Little neutral site matchup against the Florida Gators.
Ooh.
But most importantly, before we talk basketball and get headlines from Solana, Jimmy and I, along with Coach L and his table of knowledge, we went to a Marlins game Tuesday night. I can't speak for Coach. I had the time of my life. Did you enjoy attending the Marlins game with us?
I loved it. I loved hanging with you guys. Crowder, where the heck were you?
Coach, I got too many jobs, Coach. I work too hard.
Yeah, well, this was a team effort, and you let the team down. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I had people on Twitter tell me, hey, Coach L should replace Crowder. Coach L shows up for the the station events.
I've let my team down a number of times through the years.
Well, I know the guys in the table of knowledge loved it. They loved hanging with you guys. They loved the game, the Marlins win. And, we had several opportunities to catch foul balls. We were right behind home plate.
We were getting peppered.
That was nice. And then, and Hawk, I just heard you mention that Jay Lucas got an extension. Mario got an extension.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hoping that WQAM will give me an extension so I can come back this year.
If you will,
bigger and better than ever.
If you will agree to the same terms as last year, yeah, they'll give you a lifetime extension. So at the baseball game, I brought this up with Crowder yesterday. At the baseball game Tuesday night, this surprised me. We all went for Mr. Softy, legendary New York ice cream that they have there at the ballpark. And Solana got sprinkles, and I thought you, being a man's man, you know, a guy from the Bronx, would have the same view of sprinkles that I do, which is adults don't eat sprinkles on their ice cream. They don't need it. And Coach L was actually disappointed that he hadn't noticed the sprinkles, and he endorsed Solana's use of the sprinkles. That shocked me, Coach.
Well, I'm only surprised he got the rainbow sprinkles, because I would have gone strictly with the chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little topping. It's like having chocolate syrup on it. It just adds a little bit to the first few rounds of licking the cone.
No,
and putting the taste of ice cream in your mouth. That cone was huge. And I don't know. Solana got like a batter's helmet.
Yeah.
He put his ice cream in the batter's helmet and ate from the batter's helmet. And then after he ate that, he put the batter's helmet on his head. I'm wondering if he got any mosquitoes on his way home. That looked kind of disgusting to me.
Yeah, you didn't like a man. You're not getting the ice cream out of a helmet, right? You're eating it like a cone, out of a cone, like a man.
Yeah, you got to get it out of a cone.
Yeah,
Hawk,
yeah.
You got a cone, right? Didn't you get a cone?
I got a cone. Yeah, yeah.
And Jimmy.
I did not.
Jimmy passed up on the ice cream, which is so shocking.
He's watching his weight.
But the problem is he's not
watching it.
That was the most shocking twist of the entire night, because I thought maybe Jimmy didn't hear me. And I'm like, no, we're going for ice cream. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, Jimmy? That it doesn't, like, something didn't compute there, and I still don't know really what happened. I think maybe he didn't want to miss it. Maybe he didn't want to miss it.
Mr. 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Bedbug.
You're welcome.
305 on the program is sponsored by Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family.
I heard something about this baseball game, Coach, that you had an intelligent Greek mythology conversation with Solana. Did he trick you into thinking he knows what he's talking about?
He brought up the movie The Odyssey, and if you have any historical knowledge, if you listened and paid attention in school, the Iliad and the Odyssey was written by Homer. Mm-hmm. And Solana seemed to be an expert in the area. He went to the movie and he didn't fall asleep, even though the movie was over 3 hours long.
I knew nothing about it. Coach shocked me when I found out that the Trojan horse was part of one of those stories. Are you sure you have
Helen
that right,
Troy,
Coach?
She launched 1,000 ships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's Sparta, the King Agamemnon. It's easy to pronounce. Yeah. He took his troops and brought his army to the shores of Troy, and he tried to break down the wall and couldn't do it. So he told his army to leave and leave a present for the Trojans, a Trojan horse, a wooden horse. And the king and his troops, they brought the horse into the walls and inside the city, and at night, the Trojan horse opened up its belly and let out its soldiers. They opened up the doors and the gates to the city. And King Agamemnon and the Sparta army went and drilled the Trojans.
Yeah.
And Trojan horse is, that's the surprise.
No, the thing I love most about it was Odysseus, when he was saying that he regrets his great idea because of all the terror that he saw about his idea, I thought that was the best part of the movie, of like the human side of it. That was wild to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Think about how long ago Homer wrote that. To have that kind of history that people still in 2026 are talking about it and going to movies to read about Odysseus's travels back home and fighting the Cyclops and all the dangers, but it's an amazing story.
Hey, Coach, leave Hawk alone, Coach. See, we're aristocrats.
I can see why Coach hangs out with the Table of Knowledge. So he brought like 10 guys with him. They all go to the country club and they, you know, share stories and anecdotes and talk intelligently. I'm assuming you have a text thread, a little chain going with all the Table of Knowledge guys. Were they shocked that you hang out with someone the ilk of me?
let me ask you this. Do you know how the Table of Knowledge got its name? Did I tell that to you before?
I don't know.
No.
So next to the Table of Knowledge is the Table of Wisdom. And the Table of Wisdom is the women who are married to the men who sit at the Table of Knowledge.
Yes, that makes sense.
So just jokingly one night, making fun of their hubbies, they said, oh, listen to that conversation between these geniuses. We should nickname them the Table of Knowledge. And then one of the wives said, why? Because they know nothing.
And thus the Table of Knowledge was born?
The Table of Knowledge, the original group. Hey, these guys are hugely successful. You know who one of the originators and one of the mainstays at the Table of Knowledge was? Paul DeMari, the Tomato King. Do you guys know the name Paul DeMari?
I do know that.
You know
name.
The name Gino DeMari.
I know Gino DeMari from UF.
His son.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Paul DeMari was the tomato king of the country. If you bought a hamburger at any fast food restaurant, McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, they bought their tomatoes from Damari. So he was a hugely successful guy. And he's so smart, he told the university to hire me. He was on the selection committee that interviewed me in Boston. He was on a speakerphone and asking me questions. And we hit it off right away. I was a big fan of his. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago, but he was one of the founding members of the Table of Knowledge many years ago.
But after watching the baseball game, honestly, did someone say to you, Coach, we're all very successful people here. We're part of the Table of Knowledge. Our spouses are at the Table of Wisdom. Let's not do this baseball thing with the radio hack again. You know, we've got, like, our time is valuable. We're successful people. And if you keep dumbing it down with that guy, it's really going to splinter this Table of Knowledge.
Coach, you got to cut the fat sometimes.
Okay, so you might find this very interesting, and I don't want to bruise your egos, but I'm going to share a true story. When I told the guys that we have tickets to the baseball game, go to the Marlins, their first response was, hey, will Hockman, Crowder, and Solana be there? I want to meet them. They're great.
Oh.
They're celebrities. They're radio superstars.
People always say that. But then they meet me. See, here's the thing. Is the problem is they met me. So I'm always better in theory, in anything I do, by the way. I'm always better in theory. And then you meet me and you go, huh, yeah, I'm not seeing it. What's going on here? So I just wanted to know, like, in on the ride home, if they said, hey, you know what? We were really excited about tonight. Didn't work out, and we're out for the next one.
No, all I wanted to know was about Solana, what kind of golfer he is. Solana was petitioning them to let him play Riviera, right, Solana?
I'm trying to get into Riviera. I really am. Yeah.
Well, you got the right table to get in there, man.
You're not good at golf.
Crowder, I outdrove you at golf. And you've never
in video golf.
You've never played me. You've never played
me. No, that was at Top Golf. That wasn't video golf. No, Top Golf, he outdrove you.
Yep.
Yeah. No. When we went video golf, he outdrove me. Then we went to Top Golf, and I bashed one 300, and he was sitting there pedal pushing.
Yeah, I think he might be right now that he says that. But I did beat Crowder at Papa Shot. You know, I'm the Papa Shot King of South Florida.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I'm the Papa Shot King of South Florida.
Well, the guys have invited you guys to do the radio show from Riviera Country Club. So if you want to join the Table of Knowledge for happy hour.
I'm in. What do you guys wear? Suits? Jimmy, you own a suit?
I'll wear a suit.
All right, fair enough. Jimmy's in for a suit.
No suits, Jimmy. Don't worry about it.
Don't ruin my joke, Coach.
It's a golf club.
How dare you?
They wear golf equipment.
Jimmy, you got spikes?
I do not.
All right, you got to get golf cleats. Do that tonight before you go home. Stop by, get some golf cleats.
Got it.
The heat schedule has been released. As we're talking, the heat schedule is getting released. I'm reading some of Ira Winderman's notes here.
I've got notes. You don't
all right,
have to
let's
read
do
Ira.
That. Let's. Yeah. Well, your notes are coming from Ira.
No, they're not. While Coach L was telling,
you're making
a
your
story,
own notes.
I was making my own notes.
You're trying to step up your game because of the Table of Knowledge.
No, because I work for the Miami Heat radio broadcast. This was important to me.
Right.
And no offense, Coach L, but we talk to you every week. Like I wanted to have my own notes.
But Ira makes all the notes for you.
Yeah, but I like my own notes.
I like reading other people's notes. Okay. Then I don't have to take my own notes.
All right.
Well, let's get
so
right
what's
into
happening with the Heat.
Well, I want to get right into headlines because the NBA schedule is getting released right now. It started to get released 14 minutes ago. So headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVW.com.
What do you want to know?
I want to know when the Heat open up, what day at home, home opener.
Yeah, so they play two games to open the season at home. We knew they were playing Minnesota. That's LaMelo Ball's new team, Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. That's going to be October 21st, which is a Wednesday. That's day two of the NBA regular season, and that'll be on ESPN.
Nationally televised, Coach. They are relevant once again.
Last year, I believe the Heat had 8 nationally televised appearances.
The minimum, right?
It was basically the minimum. Definitely under 10. Do you want to guess how many nationally televised games the Miami Heat have this season? It's obviously more 20. Than 8.
40.
Hawk?
I'm reading Ira's column, so I'm...
What? Why are you reading his column? I prepared notes.
Ira's better than you.
I feel like Ira has a better...
25 nationally televised games.
Oh, I didn't even see that, though. I was going to guess 150.
The Miami Heat?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo will face the Milwaukee Bucks for the very first time this season in Miami on November 18th, so fairly early into the regular season. That's Giannis' first game against his former team. Giannis goes back to Milwaukee for the first time January 28th. So we have to wait a little bit. But
what about Christmas Day?
The Miami Heat on Christmas Day, Coach, have the second game on Christmas Day. They're going to play the Boston Celtics in Boston at the TD Garden.
How about that, Coach?
Ooh. How did the Celtics end up doing with all the trades and stuff? They pick up anybody?
Yeah,
I know
just
the
some,
Paul George and the Jaylen Brown and all that, but what? Anybody special?
No. I mean, they didn't really want to pick up anybody because they're happy with their roster, Coach. They've got Nemes Kieta. And they've got Baylor Shireman, and they've got Luke Garza. They didn't want to give any of those guys up. So they're happy.
We've got that three. It's okay to lose Jaylen Brown.
Who is it? Jason Tatum.
Hugo
Paul
Gonzalez.
George,
don't forget.
The little ballhead guy.
Don't forget Hugo Gonzalez, Coach. They couldn't bear the idea of giving up Hugo Gonzalez.
For Giannis. For LeBron.
Okay, and how about the Philadelphia 76ers? Have they found anybody to back up Joel Embiid? Or as soon as the season starts and Joel doesn't defend, they're going to be in trouble?
The latter. They're going to be in trouble.
But, Coach, are they going to be in trouble, Coach? You have that much talent on one roster. You're never in trouble, are you?
You know, if they defended – and if they do defend this year, they got a real shot at winning it all. But what I've projected, what I told you the last time, is I think Philadelphia is going to be very overrated at the defensive end of the floor. They finished 13th last year, and I don't see them jumping over a lot of teams. They could get to the top 10, but I don't think they're going to be like where you need to be a playoff contender to win a world championship. And I think our Miami Heat have put together a heck of a defensive roster. We still probably need some shooting to go along with Bam and Giannis. But I like, you know, the pickup of Tim Hardaway Jr. I like Davion Mitchell. We could really use, you know, maybe another guy coming in off the bench who can light it up from three. But we'll see.
We're keeping our fingers crossed for Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor today about them trying to get James Harden.
No.
I don't know. If they do, there goes their defense.
No, coach.
They went from maybe the best defensive team to like in the middle of the pack in one move.
I know this is important to a lot of people. The Heat play the Bulls December 21st and 23rd. It's a back-to-back series there. And that, of course, the Bulls, you know, with Caleb Wilson, Josh Giddey, Matas Buzelis. I'm sure you're familiar with their roster, Coach. And then they complete their three-game season series against the Bulls December 23rd.
Where are those games?
I'm guessing a home and away?
No, no. Miami's first game against Chicago is December 14th on the road at the United Center, and then they'll play two home games Chicago in consecutive order here at the Kaseya Center, December 21st and December 23rd. I had that in my notes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, have you guys ever been to the Frost Science Museum that's adjacent to –
Yeah. At Pam.
Amazing. I take my kids there all the time.
Yeah. That's a great venue. My wife and I went there last week, and I had some business downtown. I had some old shoes that I – have you ever been to Sneaker Buyers?
No.
Have you ever heard of Sneaker Buyers?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, I had a pair of sneakers they bought for like $100.
Stop it.
It was an old pair of shoes. Yeah.
What do you think they give me for these?
It's on Miami Avenue. Oh, they give you – oh. If you sign it, Hawk, they'd probably give you like $500 for those.
Hawk, ain't nobody giving them vice principal. Those are vice principal shoes, coach. Nobody's giving them money for those.
Can I wear these to Riviera Country Club?
Yes, you can.
Oh, all right.
Just, you have to have a college shirt, though. Mm. What are you wearing right now?
A quarter zip.
Yeah, quarter zip has a collar. You got to have a college shirt.
Yeah, L.L. Bean. I fit in perfectly there. L.L. Bean.
Oh yeah. Are you a golfer, Hawk? I never heard about your golf.
I am not. A couple of the guys at the table asked me if I was a golfer, and I think they were asking me because they were going to quit the club if I was, but they got the great news that I am not a golfer. So.
Coach, he doesn't go outside.
He's allergic to the sun.
Yeah, I like to be indoors.
He's an indoor guy. I've invited him in fishing. No exaggeration, coach. I've invited him fishing 30-plus times.
Would you go fishing with that guy?
No.
Would you go fishing with Crowder?
Hey, Hawk, when you go to a restaurant and they give you the option, do you want to eat inside or outside, what do you choose?
Well, I do like to eat outside. That's my preferred spot of eating, but only because I'm always cold. As I've gotten old, I get cold very easily, so I need to sit outside.
Me too. Yeah. But do you have heart issues?
Yep.
No, my heart burns with the desire of 1,000 men.
No, I've got a medical condition that requires me to take a blood thinner, and that thins your blood and makes you much more susceptible to the cold.
Oh, I just... So, I'm just cold.
I dress in the summertime like it's winter.
It's the reason I don't want to go to prison. I have been told that they don't give you very good covers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to go to prison. Yeah.
I need like a big down
Solana,
comforter.
What about you? You'd like to go to prison one of these days?
He loved prison, coach.
I think I'd fare okay.
When they play hoops out on the cement.
Have you seen The Longest Yard, coach? I'd be like Adam Sandler, taking bows.
You'd be the quarterback?
He'd be the cheerleader.
He'd be something. All right, what else do we have in the headlines?
I've got more heat notes, but I guess you're
okay.
You're
done. No. Give me more heat notes.
Let me pull up Ira's page. No, he tweeted something that I thought is very important for us. The Heat and the Florida Panthers play on the same night 31 times this season.
Damn, I hate that they do that.
Yeah. He said that's one fewer than last season, but on only 7 occasions, 2 fewer than last season, are both home on the same day. So that's terrible.
All right.
Not terrible. And the Heat, Ira writes, and the University of Miami football team play on the same day twice. Halloween, October 31st, and November 14th, but the only day they are both home is November 14th. The Heat host Detroit at 8 o'clock, and the Hurricanes host Duke at a time TBD.
All right. Hopefully it'll be a noon game.
What's the date on that?
November 14th.
Oh. That's after our Notre Dame game. I don't know if it's the very next game.
Yeah, it is. The Hurricanes close with 3 consecutive home games following Notre Dame.
Mm.
How about the Miami Notre Dame game this year? What will the two teams be ranked at that time?
Oh, great question. Do you know what, Miami? We just found this out this week. Miami opens at Stanford, you know.
Yep.
How many touchdown favorites do you think Miami is on the road at Stanford?
I haven't seen that, but I've talked to some of my friends who have watched the team practice, and Mario Cristobal has a squad.
Everyone is saying this. This is crazy.
They're looking very, very nice.
Everyone is saying this. They're 23.5-point favorites over Stanford on the road. That's a lot of points, man.
And a bonus.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about going to that game. I've reached out to my buddy at Apple, Eddie Q. Did I ever tell you about Eddie Q?
No, but put us in the conversation.
All right, so Eddie Q grew up here in Coral Gables, went to Coral Gables High, and became a huge fan of Duke basketball when Coach K was coaching Christian Laettner in that crew.
Yeah.
He ended up choosing Duke, majored in engineering, got his degree, and then went immediately, like at 22 or 23 years old, went to work for Apple.
Yeah.
And he and his wife, Paula, have a beautiful family. He's like third in command. He's like the inventor of iTunes.
Wow.
Did you ever listen to iTunes, Solana?
Yes, I did, Coach. I did. I was a big fan of iTunes.
You're kind of low-key today, Solana. I can't get you going at all.
He's very interested in this heat schedule release.
Sleeping.
Well, I mean, I'm just planning my vacations around when the heat are off, Coach.
I thought you were just down in the dumps after Gino Toretta just ripped you. That was the funniest segment I ever heard.
Oh, was it, Coach?
Gino was it? Great.
Was it?
Oh, my yeah. God. I didn't know he was that funny.
You like that, Coach?
Hey, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. You got to be impressed with a guy who not
Hawk,
only can ball, but also tell jokes.
Yeah,
Hawk, you know, I do have one more headline I'd like to get to. Let's talk about Jay Lucas cashing in. Let's talk about this extension Jay Lucas is getting that Coach L isn't.
I mean, Solana's just lashing out at everybody.
Jay Lucas is great. I was with him yesterday. We were talking about, hey, this is a big topic. NCAA coaches are rip-roaring about this class of 2022 getting a fifth year. And the judge in Denver, Colorado, saying, yes, they're eligible. And the NCAA saying, no, they are not. So there's a big battle going on in court. We're going to see who wins. But think about this. Last year's Miami's leading scorer and second leading rebounder, Malik Renew, mm-hmm. He could come back for a fifth year.
Would be incredible.
Is that wild?
Yeah, would be incredible. Hey, anybody at that table of knowledge of a private jet?
No, but I have a friend who does.
What? You do?
You want to go somewhere?
Yeah, I'd like to start flying private if I can.
But he's not going to pay, Coach. Right, he wants you to
from Boca to Miami.
Boca's got a nice executive airport. No, I mean whatever. Maybe we want to take our wives to dinner in Manhattan. If we have access to a private jet, you and I can start. I mean, let's start cashing in on some of your celebrity there.
Well, yeah. Well, the first thing you have to do is actually show up at, like, a Miami basketball game.
What are you talking about? I was there for your banner raising. I was there for your banner raising. How dare you?
Oh, that is true.
That is true. Guess who wasn't there?
I'm sorry I slighted you.
Guess who wasn't there? That guy.
Yeah.
I was in
now,
the back.
Solana's a regular, so I got to give him his props.
I love
Crowder,
going, yeah.
Solana's irregular.
Cole,
he's
busy?
Irregular.
Is that Cole. Excuse you using again?
I was up top. You didn't see me. I was waving from the top from the top shelf.
Yeah. Actually, I did see you.
Right. You better. We got to go. We got to take a break because if we come back, we got to give away those concert tickets.
Oh yeah. The Marlins are losing 10-0. Your weather
Ooh.
In South Florida.
Wow. When did that happen?
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 92 degrees. It is very hot. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 80s. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Hurricane season is here. Make sure your roof and windows are ready. Call 954-968-8155.
All right. Coach Larinaga is going to stick with us for the remainder of the hour. Solana will look over the schedule a little bit more, tell us when the Heat are playing, when they're not, and we will give away those concert tickets. Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie, 11 minutes from now, 3:40. We will give away those concert tickets.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I notice you guys don't listen to me very much.
What's that?
What'd you say again?
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
We will give away Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson tickets in 4 minutes at 3:40 this afternoon. We will give away those tickets. They're coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. Coach Jim Larrañaga is with us for the remainder of this hour. I will read everyone a couple of tweets from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. Tickets for all regular season home games go on sale to the general public tomorrow at 3 p.m. You can go to heat.com or ticketmaster.com, and tickets for the three preseason games, the home preseason games, are already on sale. But if you're looking for regular season home game tickets for the Miami Heat, they go on sale to the general public tomorrow at 3 p.m. at heat.com or ticketmaster.com. And it says here also, Ira tweets out, per the NBA, no games have been scheduled for the second to last day of the regular season, and all teams will be in action on the final day of the season. So that'll be kind of cool. Hopefully there will be some playoff implications for those games there. Coach, before we run out of time, because we went long in the first segment, we were having a conversation yesterday. I want to get your take on this, and it was just kind of apropos of nothing. Who do you think will have a better next five seasons, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Ooh. All right, before I answer that, can I? My wife was listening to the show, the first half.
From the Table of Wisdom?
She said I ignored Crowder. She thinks he invited me to go fishing. Is that true, Crowder? Did you invite me?
Coach, you want to go fishing? I got you, Coach. You know, I know I looked I don't look the part, but I got some nice boats.
Don't do it, Coach.
I ain't going fishing. That is terrible.
That's my guy right there.
Going on a boat, just sit there with your arm and the rod out there.
Can you imagine?
You got to put bait on it. That's disgusting anyway. And then sit in the middle of the ocean. No way.
So dumb.
I didn't want to ignore you. I didn't want you to think I ignored the invite. So very generous of you to invite me. But no, fishing's not my repertoire.
That's my guy.
Coach, and these fishermen, I have a first mate. We have indoor air conditioning. We have beds. We have a bathroom.
Is this a yacht?
It's not a yacht. It's a sports fisherman, Buddy Davis.
No, I'm used to being on yachts. When I go out to the ocean, I'm on a yacht. And then you know, I'm not outdoors on the yacht. I'm indoors where they got a living room. And lots of food, and a hostess to serve you whatever you want.
Coach, I'll bring your food to you. We got pub subs.
Oh yeah.
But you know what I find amazing, Coach, is these fishermen like Crowder.
Yeah.
They won't acknowledge that it's all luck. They throw the line in the water. If they catch a fish, they catch a fish. There's no boxing out. There's no being in the right position.
I hope my wife is still listening. So I'm going to challenge you, Crowder, what's the very biggest fish you ever caught, and compare it to the biggest fish my wife ever caught, because she went out in the Hawaiian Islands. She was in Hawaii. We were in Hawaii, and she was asked to go if she'd like to go deep sea fishing.
Hold on a second. We got to give away these concert tickets because it's 3:40, and I heard Jimmy's watch go off, and I appreciate that, Jimmy. We have two tickets, and tomorrow will be the final day if you don't win them this time. But we have two tickets to see Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach August 20th. What caller number, Coach, should we take to win these tickets? Give us a good, lucky number. Who was your favorite player ever to coach?
Who was my favorite player to become a coach?
No. That you coached in your career.
Oh, my favorite player I ever coached?
Shane Larkin.
Charlie Moore.
Too many, but I was with Shane Larkin yesterday, so we'll say Shane Larkin. I can't remember what his
what number did he wear?
Probably like a
32.
Oh, it was zero. It was zero. So
that's not going to work.
When no one calls, that's who wins.
You're zero, coach.
That is not going to work.
Right, let's,
you pick the one player that literally it just can't work for the game.
Okay, let's go with the number three because everybody loves the three-point shot.
All right, caller number three, 305-567-0560. Caller number three, 305-567-0560. So go ahead. You were saying your wife caught a fish.
No, I said I'm challenging Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think caught a bigger fish, you or my wife?
I know Mrs. Larinaga is an amazing woman and probably great fisherman, coach, but I've been fishing now for about 40 years, so I have 100-pound black marlin. I have a 550-pound Goliath grouper. I got some stuff under my belt, coach.
Oh, so you finished second in this contest.
What'd she catch?
She caught a blue marlin 13 feet long and 713 pounds.
Crowder.
I have a picture of it. If you don't, I'm gonna send the picture of it to Solana. Hey, you guys are not together. Hawk, where are you? Are you at home?
Nah, I'm in the studio.
You in the studio? I know Crowder don't go to the studio.
He doesn't go anywhere.
Where are you, Solana?
I'm in the studio, coach.
Okay, so I show you this. I'm going to send you this, and you show it to Hawk, and somehow if you can show it on the air, Hawk, but you can describe it, okay? This is ridiculous. She caught two fish that day.
Where were you?
Where I always am. I was back at the spa getting a massage.
Cole, you cut your wife loose on a boat by
that
yourself?
That is a man after my own heart. Hey, listen, I tell Lori, you want to go fishing? You go fishing. You know what? I ain't going fishing.
I tell my wife this all the time. Look, I want you just to enjoy your life. So she has a few things she wanted to do on her bucket list and go out deep sea fishing with the Nike crew. We were with Nike at the time, and all the coaches were there. And I stayed home with some of my pals, and we went to the spa.
That's my guy.
I took a steam. I got a massage.
That's my guy.
Anyway, so
the ladies went out fishing and the men stayed and got pedicures.
Yeah. you can't beat that.
I'm with coach, man. I am with coach.
So I'm sending Solana right now. I found the fish. She's holding up one of the ones she caught, and next to her is the blue marlin. And because she hooked it and try to bring it in, and she had no success. The captain basically yelled at her, "Get the heck out of that seat!" And he put
coach.
He put a coach. I'm trying to think of his name from Yale. Oh, I can picture him, but I can't remember.
Solana
his name.
Solana seems like he's got the picture, and he's not. There's some hiccup here.
Yeah.
What is it, Solana?
Coach. This is a picture you took at Flanagan's off the wall.
Goodness gracious.
Look at that
Look at
thing.
The fish. That's heart next to the fish.
Look at that.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So what'd you do with it? Do you eat that?
The captain, first of all, when they got it on board, they beat it to death.
Oh, my God.
Clubs.
Terrible
and then
sport.
When they got
what
it,
terrible
they,
sport.
That captain said, "I'll take care of this," and sold it off. He probably made a fortune on that.
Coach, he made thousands of dollars off that fish.
Really?
Crazy.
Yes.
They beat it to death.
Can you imagine? I'm not the businessman in my family. My wife is. She does all our business. But I think she got taken on that one.
Hawk, if you bring that fish in the boat live, it could kill somebody.
Oh, for sure.
So would you
it's
participate?
It's so big and strong.
In?
It has that long. It has the sword off his nose.
Yeah.
It could literally kill somebody.
But, coach, would you participate in the beating of the fish to death if you were on the boat?
No, I would have been inside the cabin eating.
I'd have jumped right into the water where the fish came from and get me out of here.
Well,
but Hawk, you asked me something else. I distracted
who's,
you from
who's
going to
have
topic.
The better next five seasons?
Oh yeah,
Giannis or SGA?
You know, here's what I would say: they're both going to have great seasons these next 5 years. And how do I judge who had the better 5 years? Only one thing. What is it, Solana?
who's playing in a Heat jersey?
Championships.
Championships.
Who's winning more and leading his team to the championship? Huh. And I think Giannis has a great shot at it, and I think SGA does. So it's hard for me to make a prediction like that because so much has to do with who stays healthy.
And Coach, something else Solana said. He said SGA's way of playing. What did you say, Solana? Boring?
No. I said it would be tough, or I'm happy that I don't have to be – I don't have to root for a guy like SGA, Coach, because his style of play is not conducive to fun. I'm not saying it's not effective. I'm not saying it doesn't produce results. I'm saying it's not a fun brand of basketball.
But he's going 30 a night.
And?
Well, Crowder takes issue.
Is it not fun? Do you not enjoy watching SGA play because he goes to the line 9 times a game? Because that's the average. I looked it up. He goes to the line 9 times a game.
I tried to get to the line 9 times a game when I was in college. I shot faked every chance I got. But, and if I got fouled, you know what I can't stand when I see players complain when they get fouled. Man, why'd you hit me? No, when the guy fouled me, I said, "Oh, thank you so much."
but Coach,
he just gave me 2 points. There's no one guarding you at the foul line. All you got to do is be able to make a free throw.
Coach, I'm not saying that SGA is not effective in doing so, or that there's anything wrong with him doing it. All I'm taking issue with is that it's not a fun brand of basketball. Steph Curry. That's fun.
He's saying if he had to root for someone, he'd rather root for a Steph Curry or a Giannis, someone who's got some razzle-dazzle. Wemby, who I was saying yesterday, you could watch on both sides of the court, and he's exciting on both sides of the court. And Solana was saying, I'm glad I don't have to root for a guy like SGA because it's just boring basketball.
I don't consider it boring, but I do want to interrupt this great conversation to report that Denny O'Hara of the Table of Knowledge just sent me a text. Mm-hmm. And he says, Coach, just wanted to thank you for Tuesday at the Marlins game. That was a lot of fun, and the guys from WQAM are really good guys.
Look at that.
It's Mark, and he says this. He's sending this text to Mark, especially you. I can see why you guys enjoy working with each other. Thanks again for having me.
I mean, an endorsement from a live endorsement from the Table of Knowledge?
Wow.
Yep. So,
are you nervous now that I might take your spot in the Table of Knowledge?
No, I got a question for you guys. And Solana, I want you to
Crowder's
to
powder,
jump in on this.
Crowder's power just went out at his house, by the way. I could hear it thundering while we were doing that segment. There was a crazy storm going on in Davie.
Well, good. Crowder has the pivot. I've talked to Hawk about doing a podcast with me. Hey, Solana, would you be interested in doing a podcast with me? You live over this way.
I would, Coach. I would definitely
would?
Be. Yeah, how much are you paying?
The same that we're paying him.
we're going to negotiate
I would love to.
That.
I would love to, Coach. I'm not joking. I'd love to talk hoops with you. I would love
to. Okay, so I have a friend named Sean Simon, and he and his wife, Stacy, they have a fellowship, Sean and Simon's. Sean and Stacy Simon Fellowship at the University of Miami through the School of Education, which, of course, I'm teaching freshmen in that school. And he and I have been talking for the last year about doing a podcast, and he keeps encouraging me to find someone. I said, well, I found somebody, and I think he'd be really great, Mark Hockman on WQAM. And then the next time I talk to him, I said, yeah, Hawk shot me down. He don't want to do it with me.
That's not so, exactly what happened, Coach.
And I said, okay, let me ask Solana. Maybe Solana would be more amiable.
Yeah. Yeah, he's better at this than me anyway. Trust me.
What do you think, Solana? Could we put together a good podcast?
Yeah, as long as you don't use words like amiable, then I'm in.
Save that for the table
of
knowledge.
You got Google? You got a phone? You can Google it. Find it. Just put amiable. A-M-I, able.
I don't know what the hell happened here today. I lost Crowder, and now I lost my podcast with Coach. I lost everything.
You didn't lose it, Hawk. You threw me out the door. You didn't even give me any. No, me and my guy. What's his name? Ira.
Who? Ira Winderman and Stu Gatz.
I don't know. You told me you had a friend, a lifelong friend that you wanted to do a podcast with.
Well, I've been doing a podcast with Stu Gatz. I think you're familiar with that one.
Yeah, but wasn't there a new one?
I was thinking of doing one with Ira as well, but I've shot him down as well, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Then maybe you might be open to doing one with
me. I'm not interested in this broadcast stuff anymore. I got to be honest with you, Coach.
Solana. Solana, don't you think he'll be very disappointed when we're making millions on our podcast?
I do, Coach. Yeah, and that is always what happens. Somebody starts a podcast, they make millions.
We got to go, Coach.
That's what I've been hearing.
We love you, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week. And we had a great time. Please express our appreciation to the Table of Knowledge for their friendship on Tuesday night because it was really fun. We had a good time.
That was fun. That All right, fun. Guys. See
you. See you, Coach. There you go. Coach Jim Larranaga. He really is the best. I could kibitz with him for hours, which is, I imagine, what goes on at the Table of Knowledge. All right, let's take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flag is white.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.